Welcome to Bolts and Bats in the Bay, a podcast brought to you by FL Teams. FL Teams is a top Florida sports source dedicated to providing in-depth analysis and coverage for all Florida sports, including college and professional sports teams. Remember to go to flteams.com. And this podcast is sponsored by Symbol. Symbol is the stock market for sports that allows you to trade sports teams like stocks and earn cash payouts when your teams win. Symbol has blended sports and the stock market to offer you a new way to invest in and profit off your favorite teams. Use your sports knowledge to buy low, sell high, and earn cash payouts when your teams win. Join the 6,000-plus early adopters who have started to profit off their sports knowledge. Visit www.simbull.com or visit the link in the description to create a free account. And when you deposit, make sure you use the promo code FLTEAMS for a $10 deposit bonus to help build your portfolio. Hi, everyone. I am your host, Jeff Macalino. And as always, I'm going to take you through a quick run through the week that was and the week ahead for your two-time defending Stanley Cup champion Tampa Bay Lightning and your Tampa Bay Rays. Nice week for the Lightning. Just a couple of games since we last spoke. They played the Arizona Coyotes on Thursday, October 28th, and got a hot start and stayed hot. Alex Killorn scored two goals 2 minutes apart in the first period, and Steven Stamkos added a power play goal, his fifth of the season. And the Lightning built up a nice 3-0 first period lead. Alex Barré-Boulet, I think I like to call him ABB, so I don't mispronounce his name. He scored his first of the season in the second period to make it 4-0. Lightning did give up a goal about midway through the third period to Arizona, too little, too late. And Andre Schuster put in his first of the season to ice it there at the end, a 5-1 Lightning victory. And then Monday night, big matchup, rematch against the Washington Capitals. First period, early, the Capitals got on the board with a goal off a really unfortunate deflection off Hedman's stick. It's kind of like he was in between whether he wanted to block it or get a stick out of the way to let Vasilevsky just get a clean save on it, and instead did probably the worst option, which was create an impossible deflection. The Lightning answered early in the second period. Alex Killorn's seventh goal of the season. He is currently tied for second with a bunch of other players in the NHL with those seven goals, behind only Ovechkin. Anthony Cirelli added his second goal of the season. It was on a 5-3 power play. The Lightning back-to-back games with power play goals. Obviously, not a high percentage since Kucherov's gone out, but a little momentum possibly going with the power play. We'll talk about that more afterwards. Braden Point was able to break free. The assist went to Taylor Radish, his first NHL point. Early in the third period to give the Lightning a 3-1 lead. The Lightning did give up a power play goal to the Capitals a little more than midway through the third period, and then really locked things down very nicely, possessing the puck, moving the puck, blocking shots. Eric Chernak played a tremendous game, and he just continues to impress defensively. And the Lightning take the game 3-2, so a nice clean 2-0 week. Andrei Vasilevsky gets the win in his 300th NHL start, and Lightning, obviously 4 points in their two games this week. They are now tied for second, although Buffalo does have a game in hand currently. The Lightning 5-3-1 on the season, 11 points. They are 6 behind the Panthers, who are 8-0-1, and again, tied with Buffalo, who 5-2-1, have a game in hand, and one ahead of Detroit, who has also played the same amount of games as the Lightning. So things looking nice. I've talked ad nauseum about just getting into the tournament, and right now they are firmly on their way there, and some of the early season concerns, especially in the couple games after Kucherov went down, are starting to look like things will be okay. Steven Stamkos has looked phenomenal. He's seventh in the NHL with 12 points right now. He made a point to say at Tuesday's practice that he felt better than he has for years. Very, very good to see the captain looking fast and playing very well right now for the Lightning. Looking ahead, this upcoming week, Thursday, November 4th, they are at Toronto, and then Saturday at Ottawa. A couple games on the road, and then the following week, November 9th, 13th, and 15th, they are back home for three games against Carolina, Florida, and the New York Islanders. So an interesting homestand coming up, but they've got these two games on the road at Toronto and at Ottawa to deal with this upcoming week before returning home to face some tough opponents. Couple things that have been interesting that with the Lightning, the lines obviously have been shifted with Kucherov being out. It seems like they've got a pretty solid feel for things. The last couple games, the top line's been Killorn with Point in the center and Anthony Cirelli. And then the second line's been Palat, Stamkos, and Joseph. And then Maroon, Colton, and Perry are the third line that they aren't putting goals in, but they are playing really well. They're so close. At some point, that line's going to break through and start scoring some goals because Maroon, Colton, Perry, that line has been playing very well. Then the fourth line, Belmare in the center is really holding it together with a couple of young guys. Taylor Radish and Beret Boulay were his line mates. Lately, we'll see how things rotate there. Lightning dealing with some seemingly minor injuries. Jan Ruda is day-to-day. Boris Kachuk is day-to-day. And Zach Bogosian is about 2 to 3 weeks from returning. Obviously, Kucherov now would be in the 7 to 9 week range from returning from his surgery. Power play has also been somewhat interesting. They did put ABB on the top power play unit with Point, Stamkos, Killorn, and Hedman. Again, it's starting to maybe build some momentum. At least they've got goals in back-to-back games. They don't look nearly as potent as with Kucherov, but, you know, you're removing his vision from that unit. And a lot of the passes that other guys don't see and can't make aren't being made. And Corey Perry made it a point to say about not playing too cute. And the second unit, Palat, Cirelli, Colton, Perry, and Sergachev. So we'll see how the power play improves or stays stagnant, frankly, for the Lightning moving forward. But things looking a little more rosy this week after now three straight wins for the Bolts. And Vasilevsky, after a rocky start in his first couple starts, has just been rock solid these past three games, making some outstanding saves and coming up big in net for the Lightning. Shifting to the Rays, not a lot as far as news goes. Some postseason honors rolling in, which, you know, you have to try to put the disappointment of the postseason away and remember it was a good season. The Rays have three finalists for Silver Slugger Awards. Randy Arozarena, Nelson Cruz, and Mike Zunino. Somehow, Brandon Lau, who hit 39 home runs, was not a finalist at second base, which is atrocious. That Silver Slugger Award is voted on by managers and coaches. Full disclosure, when I worked for the Tampa Bay Rays as a part-time communications assistant, I filled out a few Silver Slugger ballots back in my day, so don't think everyone takes them super seriously. And frankly, I probably spent more time than most coaches or managers who fill those out. Just a little behind the scene note there. Kevin Cash was named the top American League manager for the third straight year by the Sporting News with their awards. And the Rays have three Gold Glove finalists as well that will be announced later. Randy Arozarena in left field, Kevin Kiermaier in center field, and Joey Wendell at third base. Nice to see him get the nod as a Gold Glove finalist. Nelson Cruz won the Roberto Clemente Award. In injury news, Nick Anderson underwent pretty substantial surgery on his elbow. It seems to set a relatively good timeline for him to return at full strength in July of this upcoming season. So not great news, but it seems like they're pretty confident this surgery is going to work. And when he returns, he should be at top form. So some reinforcement for the second half of next season in the bullpen. The Rays always need a lot of arms to put together those last innings of games. So that'll wrap it up for this week for Bolts and Bats in the Bay. Please always feel free to hit me up. Ask me any questions on Twitter. I'm at Saint JMac. And follow FL Teams on Twitter at FL Teams. Keep a lookout on FLteams.com for all your Florida sports news and coverage. Subscribe to the YouTube channel for some cool videos. All right, talk to you all next week. Peace.